Learning Masech the Soita, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting the brand new parak, the fifth parak of Masech the Soita. Zok the Mishnah. Again, we're going to have here an entire Mishnah, and then in the whole parak, Gemara will explain this Mishnah. Kishem Shahamayim, it's a few Mishnayis, in Mishnayis, it's a bunch of Mishnayis, but it's all printed here in the first Amud of Gemara. Kishem Shahamayim Boit Kimoisa, just like the Mayim is Boitik the Soita herself, and she gets a Einish if she was guilty. Kacha mayim boit k'moisoi. The mayim was also boitik him. Who is that? We have to wait for the Gemara to see. Shenemar, how do you know that the mayim is boitik him as well? Shenemar says in the pasuk uvo'u uvo'u. It says twice uvo'u. In one pasuk, in pasuk chav beis, it says uvo'u amayim mar ma'ila mayach lisbeis batan. And it says in pasuk chav dalid v'hishkes ishas mea mar ma'orim uvo'u ba'amayim. It says twice uvo'u. So with dashin k'shem shesur lebal. That's the next thing. So we dash of vo that kashem she boit kimoy saw kach boit kimoy soy. And the Gemara is a shaila if the drasha is from the extra vav or the twice of all. We already said twice of all, but we'll see in the Gemara what the drasha is. Kashem shasur lebal, not halacha, halacha number two in the Mishnah. Kashem shasur lebal, kach asur lebal. Just like she becomes usher. If she's a suffix saita, she comes also to the baal. Same thing, she's also to the baal. She never says in the pasuk, nitma v'nitma de Rav Akiva. A nitma v'nitma, extra vav. It says in the pasuk, zoi teres akonais, ashtista ishta tachas isha v'nitma ah. So we dash a nitma and v'nitma. The extra vav tells us that she's not only also to the baal, she's also to the baal. The Rav Akiva.
This is the case where the husband
dying. Even if he gets divorced, or if he gets divorced, he's also to the baal. Once the same way, a suffix site is also to the baal. Let's say she doesn't want to drink, and they get divorced, he's also to the baal. If you don't have the bird, then she's also to both the baal and baal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. If she drinks, she's must to the baal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua, kachay darish zechariah ben akatzav. Zechariah ben akatzav is darshan like you, Rabbi Akiva, from the extra vav. But Rebbe darshan different. Rebbe Omer, shnei pa'am amur ma'parash nitma v'nitma. Just twice the pasuk to the word v'nitma. Echol abal, one way darshan v'abal, one way darshan v'abal. And in truth, it says four times the word nitma'a or v'nitma in the, sometimes nitma, sometimes v'nitma in the parasha. Four times it says. The first time it says, the one time it says v'nistara v'hi nitma. That's one time. That's in pasuk yud gimel. It says there v'nitma. And that we say, that's not extra. That we need to tell us that the Eid Echad, it says Yevatame, Yevada Etame. That's not counted. Then we have another three. It says, V'kines Ishtoi V'hi Nitma'a. That is Pasuk Yudalad. Then it says, V'hoysa Im Nitma'a. That's Pasuk Chav Zayin. And then you have the Pasuk, Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha V'nitma'a, which is Pasuk Chav Tas. So you have Nitma'a four times. And three of them are for a drasha. We have in our Gemara here two, Echel Abav, Echel Abav. And we see in the Gemara, the third one is for Truma, that if she's married to a Kayin or a Bas Kayin, she's part of the Truma, because she's considered a Zaina. That's the third one of Nitma. The first one of Nitma, again, we're saying something else about Dais. But there really four, but the only three are extra. Sakaponim, Rebbe says that we darsh of Nitma for the extra one of Echel Abav, Echel Abav. He doesn't darsh of Vav. And we'll see what Rebbe Kiva does with darshes. All those questions that will be addressed on Daf Chav Chatz. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, in Mishnayis it's the next Mishnah. Boy b'yoyim darash Rabbi Kiva. That day Rabbi Kiva darash in the drasha. What's boy b'yoyim? So the Gemara Bracha says that anytime it says boy b'yoyim, it means the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi. Like we know from the Agada, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi, and Rabbi Gamil was the Nasi before him, and there was a little incident, and they removed Rabbi Gamil, and they put in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi. That day, Nisrabu al-Tamidim, because Rabbi Gamil was very makbet who came into Yeshiva, because they had to be Teichi Kibaroi, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was more Mekel who came in, and therefore much more Tamidim came to the base measures, and that day, there were a lot of drashas given and made, because we had such a big Pilpul Chaverim, there was a lot going on that day. So boy b'yoyim, darash Rabbi Kiva drasha. The pasuk says, "V'klicheres asher yipol mehem al toichoy kol shavaseicha yitma." We know klicheres is metame ma'aviroi. Usually, something doesn't become tame if something goes into the airspace. But a klicheres, if you put something into the airspace, it becomes tame. Now, if you put a sheretz into the airspace of a klicheres, so it's like ki'ilu it touched the klicheres, and now if there's a cookie or a challah in the klicheres, that becomes a sheni. It becomes a sheni. Why? The sheretz makes the cheres a rishon, And the Rishon makes the Kikar Hasheni. Like Rashi Chumash says, don't say that the whole Cheres becomes Kilo, it's full with Tumah Sheretz, and it's like the Sheretz touched the Kikar is a Rishon. He says, don't say that. It doesn't work like that. It's the Cheres becomes Tumah from the Sheretz, and then the barrels metam at the Kikar. So Kikar is a Sheni. And what does it say in the Pasuk? L'Cheres HaShiyipa Mehem Al-Taychay, Kol Asher B'Soychay Yitma. Now Yitma sounds like, don't say it's Tumah, El Yitma, that it could make other things Tumah. That teaches us latame acherim limer al kikar sheni is tamas tushi. Learn from here that a sheni can make a slushi. Like we know from all over shas, if you most tanaim by chulin a sheni can make a slushi. It ends by sheni. By truma you reach slushi, and by kachim you reach revi.
That's by food only or people.
By people cannot become a sheni. A person cannot become a sheni. A person cannot become a sheni, and but food become a sheni. By truma food, which is obviously food, become a shlishi, and by kachim it become a revi. That's the halacha. Zokar Akiva, even chulin become a shlishi. Why? Because the pasuk in Torah yitma, and doesn't it's not mechalak between truma and not truma. Therefore, that it becomes a shlishi even by chulin, like the Rashi says, shematam is shlishi, but truma vafil vachulin the cross stomachs. That was Akiva's drasha by Rabbi Yoim. So Rabbi Shua says, Rabbi Shua was nostalgic about this. I'm Rabbi Shua. Mi gala offer meinecha Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. You know, our the Rebbe of before, like Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of a Talmud of Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Lozim and Hercules, who was a Talmud of Yechon ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who would, make tchias ameis Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai to see this drush that Rabbi Kiva made? Because he used to say, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai used to say in his days, he used to say, Oshid dar achar letar kikar shlishi, shein lemikam ratayra, shutame. He was worried that even a truma, we would say, won't have a shlishi. Because Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai knew that a truma becomes a shlishi through a kal v'chomer. And he was worried someone one day will make a pircha on the kal v'chomer. And we'll see in the Gemara later on that will give you the details of this kal v'chomer, what pircha would be. But he was worried, since there was no pasuk in the Torah, he said, you know what, I'm very scared one day that people won't know this thing called shlishi. Why? Because the kal v'chomer will be forgotten to make a pircha on it. And no, it's not pasuk in the Torah. But now, by Rabbi Akiva Talmid Chava, look at this. Your Talmud Rabbi Akiva, which is really your Talmud's Talmud, maybe loy mikra min atayra. He's bringing a pasuk min atayra shutame. He's not a kol shvayich yitma. And he's even saying more. He's even saying chulin. So he was saying it would be nice if Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai kept chias amazim to see this scene that Rabbi Akiva is making a drasha and learning from a pasuk that there's such a shlishi even by chulin. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, next Mishnah. By b'yoyim daros Rabbi Akiva. That day also, Rabbi Akiva made a different drasha. From the psukim, Madoisam Mechutz Leir. In the pasuk it says about the Orei Halavim. So it says the Orei Halavim, it says Madoisam Mechutz Leir, that each side has a payim ba'ama. It's pas ked ba'payim ba'ama, then it says it's pas neg ba'payim ba'ama. That leaves space 2,000 amas to each side of the city of the Levim. We know there's 48 Orei Halavim. It says the Orei Halavim should have this area of 2,000 amas. As another pasuk, it says that leave 1,000 amas space. So it's a shtikel astira. On one hand, it says 2,000 amas. On the other hand, it says 1,000 amas. You can't say it's 1,000 amas because it says in the pasuk 2,000 amas. You can't say 2,000 amas. Okay, tzad. 1,000 migrosh. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva darshined that it's only 1,000 amas migrosh, which means empty space for the night to make the city look nice. You have empty space, nothing going on there. And then apayim just meant that tchum shabbos, that there's a din of tchum shabbos. Rabbi Kiva holds tchum deraisa, and 2,000 amas is the legabe going out of your tchum on shabbos. Nothing to do with how much space the Ariel Avim have. Rabbi Eliezer, but no, Rabbi Eliezer clearly are different. 1,000 amas migrosh, v'apayim amas soros akramim. 1,000 amas migrosh and 2,000 amas soros akramim, which means what? According to Rashi, it means it's like this. You get a total of 2,000 amas space out of your city. 1,000 of those amas is migrosh, which means empty, lenoi ha'ir, for the prettiness of the city. And the other 1,000 amas is besodas akramim. That's what Rashi learns. Famously, the Rambam learns that it means that you have 1,000 amas plus 2,000 amas. That's the shita of the Rambam that learns like that, argues on Rashi. Rashi learns that Rashi Chumash the same way, that there's 1,000 amas and then 1,000 amas. 1,000 amas migrosh and 1,000 amas of sodas and kramim. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel learns differently. He learns that the both you have both types. He says Migashay Orim Kvar Aspar Shubatayra Shem Shloisha Alaf Ma'amal L'chol Ruach 3,000 Amas Vekira Ir V'Chutzah Shenem Amakir V'Chutzah Alaf Amas Saviv and Rini the Rama's Lashon Lahano Alano Oyim Vadeis V'Chutz Lir Es Paskein Ma'apayim Ma'amal. So this is the Rama talking Elaf Arushenim Migrosh V'Apayim Shemoydim Chutzah V'Chutzah Z'Kravim. All you have 3,000 Amas. So we learn Chumash. Chumash Rashi, you always name it like this. You should know the Rambam Shita is 3,000 amas outside the Migrosh, not 2,000 like Rashi learns. Total 2,000, 1,000. That's the Rashi always right. That's the always named on that's the Shiras. Moshe says, yeah, that's the right. That's what Rashi says, and not the about the Rambam is not like that. Look, the Mishnah, the next Mishnah. But I don't know how he passed. I have to go back to the times of the Levim to see how he passed. Plagues are showing him what happened by the Levim. But Biyoyim, Doros Rabbi Kiva. It says in the pasuk, "Oz Yashem Moishu Avnei Yisrael Shiras Es Hashem VaYoyimru Leimar." Now, usually Leimar means that you're telling them to say it to someone else, but what that can't mean over here. By the Shira, it says Moishu Avnei Yisrael sang the Shira VaYoyimru Leimar. They said saying. What does that mean? Sheitam Leimar Leimar Matam Leimar Melamei Chayishol Inu Shira Achrav Sal Moishu. We see from here that Moshe was like the chazan. He said every pasuk, and they said it after him, like the Tzibra says on Yom Tov on Shvi'a Shepesach in the morning. The Oz Yosha pasuk by pasuk, which is Broadway brought down the Ma'aseh Rav, not in the Ma'ariv Hashemesh, brought down the Ma'aseh Rav that the Goyin did pasuk by pasuk. Not only Shvi'a Shepesach on Achron Shepesach, both days he did pasuk by pasuk. Don't say Shabbos Shira there, but the Ma'aseh Rav says both on Shvi'a Shepesach and Pesach he did the Oz Yosha pasuk by pasuk. So it's not a Chassidish thing because the Goyin was not that. What? You have to ask them. Show them the Ma'aseh Rav. Next time, Moshe, bring the Ma'aseh Rav. Bring the Ma'aseh Rav down to the shul and say, "Malamit shayishol einim shir achrav shem Moshe." I call dava v'dava. Karnes halos lekhalal, which we've seen the Gemara exactly what this means, how they did it. Lekach nemalei madaso. It says Neymar. Rabbi Nachem Yom Karnes Shema, like Karnes halos, like Shema, not like halal. And I hate to keep you in suspense, but you have to wait for the Gemara to find out what the smach like is. Is it like halal or is it like Shema? We have to wait for the Gemara.
Can't wait.
Next Mishnah. Boy b'yoyim, Doros Rabbi Shua ben Horkanis, like Ovad Iev as a Karis Baruch Hu Ela Mahava. Iev served the Karis Baruch Hu from a Hava Hashem, not Meira Hashem, which is a higher level. A Hava is higher level than Yira. Shinema, how do we know? The pasuk says, "Hen yik delaini loy ayachel." Even if Hashem kills me, loy ayachel, I'll still have a talking to Hashem. But dying a dove shakel, really, this pasuk is not really clear. Why? Because it could be loy ani mitzapa, which means to you I'm mitzapa. Oy ani mitzapa loy mita aleph can mean loy ayachel. I won't be mitzapa. I won't hope for Hashem. I won't have a talking to Hashem. There can be loy because the actually the kriya ksiv there. It's written loy with aleph. So really, that pasuk is inconclusive. It's not clear if it means loy ayachal de yes ayachal or not ayachal. Tamaloyma, not a pasuk regarding by Eiv. It says in the pasuk by Eiv, ad egva, the pasuk says, ad egva loy osir tumasi mimani. That until I die, loy osir tumasi, my tumasi, my tamimus will not leave for my kodesh baruch hu. You see, malamicha ma'ahava osa. You see that he served Hashem ma'ahava. What? Also, tumasi many means my completeness, my tamim means everything, my ahava, not yira. That's ahava. Tumasi is ahava. Zok the Gemara that said a similar thing we had like before. So Amar Yeshua, mi gal ofa minachar yechem etzakai. We would hope for tchias beisim yechem etzakai. So he used to darish kol yom echa. He used to darish all his days. So avad iev es makom amirah. He's the taina that iev was served Hashem meyira. Which means that from the daga of Peronius, Shinam is in the pasuk. Ish tam v'yasha yira lekim v'samira. It says that he was a yira lekim, but doesn't say from a hava. The pasuk says ish tam v'yasha yira lekim v'samira. V'alo Yeshua talmid talmidcha, but Yeshua the talmid of the talmid lomach mahava. So he learned, he taught that shemaya hava also from those psukim. So upon him, a similar thing I had before. Ad kan. All the Mishnayos of Perek, Chamishi, and Saita, Perek Shem Shamayim. And, Mi'at Hashem, on the next year, we'll continue with the Gemara, which will mefarish our Mishnah.
It's the longest Mishnah.